The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, July the 16th, start of another week, and Killarney greets us with its presence to kick off proceedings. We've got 7 races for you, 4 on the flat and 3 over jumps. Quite an intriguing looking opener as well to kick off the card, over a mile, which is a conditions race where 5 choice horses go to post, including Scribanua, who's my selection here for the Jim Bulger stable. This filly has been dining at a pretty exclusive table so far in her career to date. She was thought good enough to run in the Irish 1000 Guineas, and she didn't disgrace herself, only getting beat 9 lengths by the mighty Alpha Centauri. Got off the mark as expected in a maiden next time out at Leopardstown, and I thought ran well for a good proportion of the race last time out in a listed contest at Nace, only getting beat 2 lengths in the end by Issa Levy. But it was very much her stamina which probably didn't enable her to finish any further up the field. That extra 2 fillings just caught her out late on. But she's dropping back to a mile tonight. And albeit she faces 4 nice opponents, including El Greco and Future Proof, I think she might have the quality here to come out on top. So Scribanua for the inform Jim Bulger stable is the selection in the opening race. On to the 6:30 then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here this evening. 11 runners due to go to post. And you certainly make a case out for Koyberg, who's been knocking at the door so far this season. This horse was a money spinner throughout the winter on the Dundalk scene. And he's finished second on 3 of his last 4 outings, including down in Bellistown the other day when he just narrowly failed to get up in the dying strides from Artistic Melody. And Artistic Melody, indeed, is the horse that kind of ties this field together, because Avalanche also filled out the same position behind Joe Lyons' charge last time out at Limerick. But I'm going to go with Tom O'Mara's 9-year-old because he's got really good form here at Killarney. He won here 2 years ago, and he also finished second in this race last year beyond Allegio, and he came with a withering run to only get beat by a short head. He's actually off a lower mark than what he raced on last year. And, of course, that run the other day at Limerick signifies that he's just coming into form just at the right time. So, off a mark of just 65, I'd make Avalanche decent each-way bet there in race number 2. On to the third race, it's 7 o'clock, it's a 1-mile-3 handicap for the 3-year-olds. And to be fair, you could fancy all 4 of these. Of course, we don't know whether Bertha Venus runs after her slightly disappointing run here yesterday behind Dawn Trooper. So with that in mind, you'd probably pass her over in favour of maybe one of Joseph O'Brien's horses, because I wouldn't be overly convinced about California Jumbo getting the trip. So I'm going to go with Rockabill here, colt by Fastnet Rock, who was good enough to finish 4th behind Lucius Tiberius at the Curra 2 starts ago. And if he runs to the same level here, there's no doubt that he could be quite a well-handicapped horse, because Lucius Tiberius is now probably verging on Patton Company, having won the other day down in the Curra. Albeit he was a little bit disappointing last time out. The drop back to a mile at Leopardstown probably just caught him out, and of course he was badly drawn. So for a mark of just 76 here tonight, I'm going to take Rockabill to win that 7 o'clock and give his informed trainer yet another winner. On to the 7:30, and probably my best bet of the day runs here in the shape of the top weight, Ingleby McKenzie. Of course, a horse that used to be trained in the UK by Mick Shannon. And albeit he ran to a fair level when he was over here, he's actually improved quite significantly, I think, since he's been in the care of Ewan Doyle. Certainly based on his last 2 or 3 performances over hurdles. And that's where his improvement has really stemmed from. He was second at Wexford 3 starts ago, and then he's won his last 2 races in, I think, pretty convincing fashion. His time figures have been good, in particular that one at Garen Partley the day when he stayed in very strongly to beat Dixie Highway. The front 3 pulled well clear, but my sectionals and overall circuit times and speed figures in that race suggest that was a really good race for the grade. So, you know, given that the kind of form he's in at the moment, a mark of 65 surely isn't going to be good enough to stop him. This mile 3 should be absolutely ideal. He was a good 1.25 horse when trained by Mick Shannon. So in a race that won't take, I don't think, a great deal of winning. Top weight here, Ingleby McKenzie, who comes here in blinding form. Odds around about 11-4 top price this morning. Look really attractive for that in-form 4-year-old. On to the 8 o'clock then, which is another competitive race, but this time it's a maiden hurdle, and easy game will no doubt be a warm hoarder here for many, having his first run for Willie Mullins. But he might have a little bit of a tough opponent on his hands here in the shape of McGillagoni, who won last time out quite impressively, I thought, to Belliustown, when he strode out well on the fast ground to win by 10 lengths in quite a good time figure. He's also been running well over hurdles as well, so he's got that experience under his belt. His last run was when he finished third behind Eamon High over today's track back in May. So you can see that this horse comes here with a decent amount of quality attached to him. And if the Willie Mullins' horse, who hasn't had a run for 284 days, doesn't bring his A-game to the table, McGillagoni is the most likely recipient there in that 8 o'clock. On to the 8:30 then, a very competitive handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And a good deal depends for me here on how Ingle McKenzie performs early on in the night. Hopefully he'll go well, as mentioned in that 7:30, because if he does, then that'll certainly boost the form line here for Messi, who finished third to Ewan Dahl's Charge when last seen at Garran Park. Now that, to be fair, was the first sign of any life from this lightly raced 8-year-old. But on the evidence of what we saw at the County Kilkenny venue, he surely got to take a hand here, because he was badly hampered at the second last as well when a horse fell right in his path. So you could argue that he might have even won that race with a clearer run. He's only off a mark of 90. Hopefully the step up in triple suit him. And he seems to have a decent cruising speed as well, based on that run 23 days ago. So Messi, top price 6-1 this morning. He'll do for me each way there in the penultimate. On to the final race then, the 9 o'clock. It's a 2-mile one, Mare's Bumper. Look no further here than Diamond Hill from the Willie Mullins stable. This horse won first time out at Ballinrobe last year. Beating a nice horse for Gordon Elliott called You're Good by the Sea. Went then to a listed race at Garran for its latest outing, or last start when last seen. And unfortunately came and stuck on the very bad ground that was available that day. But the fact that this horse ran in listed company certainly suggests that connections think quite highly of her. She's been off the track for 290 days, but of course she won first time up last time. So she goes really well fresh. And this better ground's going to really suit her tonight. She's got a really nice action, so hopefully she can get back on the winning trail at the main expense of Beautiful City, who won well for Messrs Hamilton and O'Brien the other day at Clonmel. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be looking at the third of the fourth day of Killarney's July Festival. Beginning at 6 o'clock, it's another mixed card. So until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.